Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen
up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now, as promised. Steve Sanson joining us from Veterans in Politics International. And he has filed a grievance against the Clark County School District and what it's all about. I mean, this is the most bizarre thing. And by the way, this under the backdrop of a possible teacher strike, because there's not enough money. There's not enough money for step increases and different things like that. Everybody's crying poor, and then we find out that the district is allowing the superintendent to expense a $2,400 stationary bike, a Peloton. Joining us now is Steve Sampson from Veterans in Politics, and wow, this comes at an auspicious time because we're talking about the district doesn't have money for teacher raises and things like that, and now we're finding out they're trying to spend money for the superintendent for a stationary bicycle. First of all, how did you get wind of this?
Kevin, first, thank you so much for having me on your program. I really appreciate that. Veterans in Politics put a FOIA in, Freedom of Information request. We put several in because there's so much going on with this district. And we also have many members of Veterans in Politics that are school teachers. So I don't know if I got it from one of the teachers or if I got it from doing the FOIA, but we had a lot of stuff come in. And when I saw this about the bike, it was just blew my mind. Here we are, have a superintendent that wanted to terminate 177 deans. Okay. He failed to do it in a public forum. It was a closed meeting, which is against regulations. And then this $2,400 bike, when we had a 700 teacher shortage. And the reason we have a 700 teacher shortage is because they're not paying teachers enough. I want to know what happened to this recreational marijuana tax that's supposed to be for education.
It was for the kids. It was for the kids.
Yeah. Well, where did that go? Is that for the Raiders stadium or was it a trick or
the
what?
The kids can become season ticket holders to the Raiders and yeah.
So anyways, Kevin, this superintendent, Jesus Jara, makes $320,000 a year.
Wow.
$100,000 less than the president of the United States. And he has a car allowance, he has an expense allowance, and he purchased a bike for $2,400, his own personal bike now. not to give to the next superintendent to take his place. He could take it with him. And then you have Lola Brooks, the president of the school board trustee, try to hide that with a different serial number. The purchase.
Explain that. The charge you make against Lola is that they tried to hide this.
They try to hide it, and this bike is supposed to be brought up in front of the trustees, and they're supposed to vote on it. The trustees never had an opportunity to do that.
Now, let me just ask you, and again, I don't pretend to know all the facts of this entire story, but the one thing I do know is there are people who negotiate, CEOs
right.
of major corporations or even public corporations, and they negotiate into their contract severance,
right?
Kind of a golden parachute at the end. They negotiate housing allowances, car allowances, physical fitness and wellness. Right. And apparently this was approved by the board.
Right.
So why aren't we going why aren't we going to the board and demanding to say, you mean you're going to have a wellness a figure in this contract that's worth X number of dollars, at least $2,400 to cover maybe 5,000. A Peloton bike?
Right.
This is in the contract.
Right.
So how do we get out from under it?
I think the trustees should take a lot of this responsibility on. They should be blamed for a lot of it. Because my feeling, what about the teachers? The teachers haven't received a pay raise in almost 10 years.
But they're going to get 5%.
Well,
2% across the board, 3%, but step raises, all kinds of stuff.
In the 10 years they haven't received a pay raise,
understood.
Cost of living has went skyrocket. And even though they haven't received the pay raise, a lot of these teachers go into their own pocket, use their own time, and get supplies for needy children. And this guy is going to go buy a $2,400 stationary bike because what was the justification? Because of the long hours that he spends, and it's the fifth largest school district, he needs to maintain his health and well-being. Well, what about the teachers? What about their health and well-being? What about these teachers that have to go get a second job? Because what they make being a teacher is not providing food on their family's table. What about those teachers? You know, what about their time? And nobody, I don't think anybody's really considering the teachers, because the teachers are the ones, they're the first line of defense, right? They make our journalists, they make our reporters, they make our superintendents, they make our CFOs, but nobody's paying them any attention. And this superintendent is crying broke in the school district, and he has the audacity to get a $2,400 bike. I want to know how many teachers' cars are worth $2,400.
But this is a part of his deal. Now, if you don't like the deal, I get it. If you don't like the deal and you don't like that there's a car allowance or a housing allowance that allows him to buy a beautiful home in a gated community, I get that. But you got to take that up with the school board.
Well, you know what? They had an opportunity to do that. At least every year, every annual year, every calendar year in July, they're supposed to evaluate the superintendent, okay? And it's supposed to go in front of the school board trustees. And the president of the school board is the one that puts that on the agenda. And here we are climbing into September, and his evaluation hasn't been done. Now, probably, maybe if his evaluation was done in July, maybe they would have got rid of this health and wellness thing. Who knows?
Well, but how would you have gotten rid of it? It's in the contract that he signed.
Yeah. But Kevin.
I guess what I'm asking is, okay, you're filing this ethics complaint.
Right.
So what do you hope to come out of this with?
Well, I hope that the Nevada Commission on Ethics investigates.
Okay.
And I hope that they hold the school board trustees accountable. Putting all this crap in the contract, I think it's nonsense.
Do you want the board of trustees fined? Do you want them incarcerated? Tell me at the end of the day what you want.
I want the board of trustees held accountable, and I want the president of the board of trustees, Lola Brooks, fined for hiding that because she hid it. And then on some post, she said that she didn't do it, and then a couple minutes later, she said that she did do it. I don't know if she has a brain fart in the military. That's what we call that, brain fart. I don't know if she had a brain fart or what, but she's not consistent. She's hiding something. And this is how I look at it. It's like when a cop pulls over somebody for going through a red light. You know they've been through the red light 500 times before that cop pulls somebody over, right? So what else are they hiding? I think that there's – I think if – like Kevin Child said one time, I remember when he was trustee, he asked for a forensic audit. Let's have a forensic audit. Let's have a forensic audit on the Clark County School District and find out exactly what they're spending taxpayers' monies on.
Steve Sanson joining us from Veterans in Politics International. And we're talking about his his ethics complaint against the Clark County School District. These are the people we entrust our kids with each and every day. And this is the leadership. Now the question is, we've got an impending strike on September 10th, and the district crying that we don't have enough money for some of the pay raises. The district, the district is saying, no child will be turned away. The district is saying, we'll continue to operate, even without all our teachers. You will? We'll find out what that means. Stick around. More to do. Steve Sanson joining us as we continue live and local now.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
You may have already heard about it. There is the possibility of a teacher strike in the Clark County School District. The strike date is September 10th. Kevin Wall with you. It's live and local now. And the fifth largest school district in the nation is saying it doesn't have enough money. And yet, Steve Sansom from Veterans in Politics International is saying that they're spending money on Peloton bikes. You know, those exercise bicycles that you see on TV. $2,400. And it's provided to the superintendent, Jesus Jara, as a part of his compensation deal. He has filed an ethics complaint against the district. And he would like the Board of Trustees president, was it Lola Brooks?
Lola Brooks.
Lola Brooks, that she be cited by the State Ethics Commission. Now we've got the possibility, Steve, of a strike.
Right.
Teacher strike. We always talk about, well, we care about teachers, and that's fine. But I care about the kids.
Right.
And the idea of putting, 300,000 kids in glorified daycare for a week or a month or 2 months, that is not acceptable. Now, I want to ask you, as a guy that's dealt with the district on issues like this, does it surprise you? The possibility of a strike?
You know, when it comes to our teachers and students, any strike is bad for our students. But I understand what the teachers are going through, and I understand why they want to do this. They've been promised for a decade now for pay increase, and they haven't received one. So you know what they say about a definition of insanity is, right? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So, hey, if a strike is going to get the powers that be to listen to and pay attention, then a strike is what they have to do.
But there is this big tub of money that the folks in Carson City designate for this school district.
Right.
And it's a big tub of money. And you got federal dollars that are in there, and you got all kinds of other stuff.
It's a few billion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yet they say we don't have the money. First of all, do you believe, I know our mutual friend Kevin Child has long called for an audit.
Forensic audit,
which is you look at every receipt.
Everything.
And you look at everything going in and coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe the district when it says that it's underfunded and that they just don't have the money for some of these teacher raises and some of these things that we're talking about?
I don't believe that. I mean, if they could pay the superintendent this money that they're paying him, I think they have the money. They just got to just go get it. I mean, this guy makes $320,000 a year and all these perks. They have the money. I believe they have the money. If they don't have the money, they know how to get the money. And I believe if they go and they talk to the governor and say, hey, we need to release some of that money from the marijuana tax. You know, the marijuana tax that you guys say that if we make marijuana recreational, you know, besides being medical, and we get all this tax dollars, we're going to use it to fund education. I think that somebody needs to go and talk to the governor and say, hey, we need to release those funds for education. But, you know, back of my mind is thinking that they're using these dollars to build that Raiders stadium is what I'm thinking.
Well, let me just ask you, though, because we know we've got, and I've talked with members of the legislature, and they say, they say we've got $100 million in a rainy day fund.
Yeah.
And maybe even more.
Yeah.
Plus, there's this $100 million that, you know, regardless of what, the courts come back with on the modified business tax,
right,
that you need two-thirds and all that to pass a tax increase.
Right.
That even if the rainy day fund, you don't want to tap that, there is $100+ million sitting in an account unspent.
Right. You know what? Just to add to that, in the last legislative session, they just put in place six more family court seats, and each family court seat is about, I would say, $550,000 a year for each department when you have the judges and the JAs and the marshal.
Clerks and all,
right,
yeah.
And the law clerk. So if they have money for that, why can't they have money to pay these teachers?
Okay, so in other words, you don't trust the district.
No.
To spend its money wisely.
No.
And you don't believe them when they say we don't have the money that we need $15, $20 million more from the legislature.
No. I don't believe that either.
So September 10, will you be walking the picket line with the teachers? Will you be on the side of the district? Will you be what do you see September 11th?
I don't know what I'm going to be doing on September 10th. I didn't look, but if I have to walk with the teachers, I'll walk with the teachers because the teachers should get paid more. The teachers are being left behind. And, you know, they say no child left behind. How about no teachers left behind? That the teachers have to support their families, too. You know, this, I mean, come on. Jesus Jara makes $320,000 a year. I just can't get that out of my head. And some of these teachers only make, what, $24,000 a year? And then he goes and buy a bike that costs as much as some of these teachers' cars? Come on.
Well, and the fact is, but by the way, can you stick around for another segment?
Sure.
Because this is too important.
Sure.
When we talk about our kids, I get real passionate. You know, then there's the issue that we still have, at least by the count that I had, that they were like 700 teachers short, yeah, on opening day.
700. That's because they can't attract teachers here. They're paid.
But we've known. We're not trying to fool people. This isn't a trick question. What's the first day of school? August 12th.
And every,
we knew it.
Every single year we go through this. Teacher shortage every single year. Who's running the school district?
Yeah, and by the way, who's paying for it? It's us. Stick around. More to do. Steve Sansom's going to stick around from Veterans in Politics. We're going to talk about a possible strike date of September 10th. That's all straight ahead. Live and local now. Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Steve Sansom joining us from Veterans in Politics International. He has filed an ethics complaint against the Clark County School District. The district spending $2,400 on a Peloton bike. You know, you've seen the commercials for it, stationary bike. Good-looking guys and gals that are getting fit and all of that stuff. $2,400, and that's what that's what we're paying so that the superintendent of schools, Jesus Jara, can have an exercise bike. Good for him. bad for us. Anyway, and the bottom line is you'd like Lola Brooks, the president of the Board of Trustees, to be cited.
Correct.
And fined.
Correct.
Would you like for the superintendent to give back the bike?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Even though now it's used.
Maybe he could raffle it off to get school supplies that they so desperately needed.
See, there you go. There you go. Now we have the specter of a possible strike. September 10th is when the teachers union is talking about a strike if they don't get what they want. And a lot of it involves teacher raises and step increases and things like that. All of us, I think you and I are in absolute agreement. We want teachers to make as much money as they can.
Absolutely.
They're underpaid. They are professional people. We don't always treat them as professional people. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's against the law for them to strike, or it violates the contract or something like that.
I wonder why.
Okay. Now, apparently in
to hold them hostage.
Well, no. But the deal is, there's all kinds of talk that the teachers might be arrested if they walk out on September 10th.
But don't they have a constitutional right to strike?
Well, I don't know. Where does it say that?
I mean, this is everybody says it's a free country. If they want to strike, can't they just strike? I mean, there is a whistleblowing law. There's a federal whistleblowing law. If you turn somebody in or a company in, they can't fire you. So isn't striking a part of whistleblowing because you're saying, hey, they haven't paid us or promised raise in 10 years?
Let me ask you this. What should happen on September 10th? First of all, the 300,000 kids mm-hmm. in the school district, what are they going to do on September 11th or September 12th?
Well,
And let me just continue that. And are you comfortable with these kids being warehoused by people that may be teachers,
right.
maybe people that haven't set foot in a classroom in 15 years?
Right. To answer your question, but let me start by this. Before you gain peace, you must have war. Okay? That's an old military cliche. Before you gain peace, you must have war. Might sound a little crazy, but it's not. These teachers have been trying to get a pay raise for 10 years. And they've been promised. And they made marijuana legal in this state for recreational use because they promised that the taxes from the marijuana was going to fund education. And they still haven't done that yet. Same thing with the ESAs, and I don't even want to get into that. But What are they supposed to do? Go in the classroom, do the same thing day in and day out, knowing that they're not going to get a pay raise or a promise of a pay raise, but no pay raise. Or maybe they should just quit being teachers and be something else and be a dealer at the casino or be something else.
Yeah, but then we're going to be looking for 701 teachers.
Exactly. So what are they supposed to do? They got to do something. They got to put food on the table for their families. You know, I don't believe that children should be warehoused because I have my kid in the school district as well. But what are these teachers supposed to do, though? I mean, they're in a rock and a hard place. If they strike, they're supposed to be fired. Come on, there's a 700 teacher shortfall at the beginning of the school year already. What are they going to do? Fire another 100 teachers that marches in the protests?
Well, they've already, in order to give teacher raises, instead of doing the 170 deans and just firing them,
right.
They cut off something like $98 off every student. You know, there's they spend $5,800, whatever mm-hmm. it is,
right.
Per student.
Right.
They're lopping off $98 of that in order to give the teachers raises.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the per student spending.
Right.
On students is going down $98.
So what, a student is not going to get the required education to.
No. All I'm saying is they're already saying, hey, you know, we're giving these 3% raises,
right.
2 cents across the board. There's step raises and different things,
mm-hmm.
Being reimbursed for advanced education. Mm-hmm. I mean, all these different things that are being argued about. But in the end, it's going to end up with our kids being warehoused.
Well, why don't they go to our governor and ask him to release those dollars?
Can the governor just do that? I mean, he can't just wrinkle his nose.
Well, the money is supposed to be used to support education, to fund education.
And you're talking about the marijuana money.
The marijuana money. Yeah. So why can't it just go to him and just get that marijuana money released to the Clark County School District for teachers' pay increase?
Tell you what, let's do. Do you mind taking a couple of calls?
Sure.
In fact, let's go to Zach. Zach, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, as far as the kids being warehoused, number one, our schools aren't that good anyway. So if they miss out on a week or two, it's not going to cripple them. The kids that are interested in getting an education, they'll still get an education even if they don't go to school. Number two, yeah, all that money for the marijuana, it's like $160 million. That was a year ago. I'm sure that it's more than that now. And that was supposed to go to education. You know where that money went into? It went into the rainy day fund. So there's over $200 million in the rainy day fund. I don't understand what they're saving it for.
Well, and there's that $100 million that is sitting in an account, unspent, unspecified, and it's just sitting there collecting dust. Hopefully, making interest. I hope.
And not only that, as far as the teachers striking, if the contract has already been broken by the state, then the teachers aren't bound by that contract, and they can strike, and it wouldn't be illegal. And even if it was illegal, it's called civil disobedience. I wouldn't worry about it. They should strike. I don't see any problem with it.
Let's see what Steve Sampson says.
Yeah, you're right. They did violate that contract. They did violate that contract, so therefore the contract should be null and void. And I believe that, and I believe they do have a constitutional right to strike.
That will end up being tested in the courts, I'm sure. Let's go to Alex. Alex, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Steve Sampson standing by. What's going on?
I'd like to comment that, unfortunately, the union that's fighting for the teachers is the same union that doesn't allow us for school choice. That really angers me. The other thing is, I know they say the pay's not good, but my son used to go to a school down here on the east side, and he would comment that, my God, they complain about not having enough money, but they all seem to live in the very good areas here in Vegas. The other thing is they got a lot of time off. I cannot believe if it's an arrangement between the union and the school district or what it is. But every time I turned around, they had 3 day days off. Instead of having a school meeting, a teacher's meeting, for some reason, training or whatever, it seemed to always fall on a Friday or a Monday. It always become a 3 day holiday. I was stunned by that. And the last thing, I don't want us to become like California, tax heavily. So I think that if they want school, they want the pay increases and all that, take it to the vote for the public. And the last thing, they got a pension, a decent pension, along with probably Social Security. That I'm not sure about the Social Security, but they've got a lot of benefits also. So, but I think the school district is crooked. I can't even believe that the teachers have to pull money out of their pocket for pencils and crayons and who knows what. And it always goes back, sadly, to the parents. If you can't afford your two kids, you shouldn't have had two kids. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Alex makes some good points.
Yeah, he does.
I know you got to run, but thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. You'll keep us posted on your. Ethics complaint?
Yes. Kevin, well, like always, it's always a pleasure to come on your show. So.
Ah, hey, you've had me on your show, so it's only fitting you should come on my show. Thank you so much, my friend. If folks want to know more about veterans and politics, where do they go?
They go to veteransandpolitics.org.
You make it simple.
Simple.
I love it. I love it. Thanks so much, man. We'll do it again.
Thank you, Kevin. thank you, Kevin Wall.
It's all right. It's all right. That's Steve Sampson, Veterans in Politics International, joining us live and local now.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Is talk about this potential of a teacher strike. I don't know if it's going to happen. To be honest with you, I do not know if it's going to happen. I don't know. But September 10th is the date they're talking about in the Clark County School District. Stephen, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, I was hoping to speak to Steve, but he did give out the website, so I'll be in touch with him. I had went to a Veterans in Politics things with politicians, and it was really well done. I was really impressed.
Oh, where they vet, they end up interviewing all of the candidates for judges and the
sure,
assemblymen and things like that. Yeah, yeah, that's a great forum.
I was really surprised, though, that there was only one person that was able to even respond to my question, and those were probably supposedly some of the most intelligent people in this community. They're running for the highest office, and you know, the individual that answered or made a modification on what I was trying to ask the question as, he says, what Stephen really means, and he took off on about a two-minute explanation. You're a real water guy. And he knew the subject just as good as I did, maybe even better.
You mean Brent Jones? You know Brent Jones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I had dinner twice with Ron Paul when he was running for office, and I really felt that that's one of the potential, I don't know if it's a solution, but it's a step in the right direction on some of the problems that we faced. And I wanted to ask Steve, I'll ask him in an email, you know, we're talking about an economy, and the teachers are talking about not being treated fairly in an economy. I would submit, folks, that because of my study, we don't really have an economy. We have a system, a Federal Reserve system. And until we get rid of it, we can't return to an economy.
Well, the president is battling the Fed now. My guess is that's going to continue to happen. You know, the whole thing of audit. You know, the whole thing of auditing the Fed. I mean, we can't even get the CCSD to do a forensic audit. What makes you think we're going to get the Fed to do it? That's what's so sad about this whole thing. Let's go to Ed in Henderson. Ed, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yes, those bicycles, it's just not the initial purchase price. There's a monthly subscription cost of $50 a month or so. And if you run to the Alps, download the video, and the train will put resistance in the pedals. Plus, it's a quasi-dating service. Say, I want to go biking in the Bahamas with a woman in a bikini. I'll try to find you a biking partner. So you can use it sort of to go biking with other people to, you know, keep your motivation up, so to speak. So that guy should look into what kind of monthly cost there is, too, on it, because it's just not buying the bike. It's a whole big upper scale yuppie deal. There's a monthly subscription cost, and I want to go biking with other educators from around the world who are ripping off the system or something.
Wow!
So
wow!
That,
I love Ed. I love that. Now that's an idea. That's for our next FOIA request, our Freedom of Information. We want to see if there are subscriptions or anything that are a part of this. Bob, in Las Vegas, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Hopefully you guys are happy today.
It's good. It's good. It's a good Wednesday.
All right. Now, I hear your conversation about the teacher strike. A couple things is teachers don't make $24,000. The lowest they make is $40,466 or $644.
Whoops. We may have had a cell phone crap out on us. Sorry about that. Give us a call back through. We'll try and get you on. Whether it's $24,000 or $40,000, all I know is that our teachers are underpaid. We don't treat them like professionals. They are professionals. And they are our future. We put our kids in their hands for 8 hours a day. And yet we don't seem to value what it is they do. Yeah. We don't seem to value what it is they do. Anyway, suffice it to say, we need to pay them more money. Do I want to see the teachers go out on a strike? No. You know why? Because to me, it's not about the teachers. It's not about the school district. It's not about the rainy day fund or a governor that made promises. It is, simply put, about our kids. And if you tell me, in fact, I saw a thing in one of the stories on it, that they say that no child will be turned away. If a kid on the 10th of September comes to one of our schools, we'll take them in. Take them in for what? That's what I don't understand. Let's go back to Bob. Bob, go ahead. You're up and you're on Live and Local Now.
Hey, Kevin. Sorry about that. Somehow we got cut off. I agree 100% that the school district wastes way, way too much money, and they need to figure out how to correct that. But one thing is I don't understand is there's a signed contract which stipulates, and the union okayed the contract. It seems like the strike would come around when the next contract is due. So I'm not real sure I understand that. Because let's say, for example, I was to advertise on your radio. If we had a contract, I'd be legally bound to file in that contract. So, again, I agree with some of the stuff the guy said, but, again, there's a big difference between $24,000 and $40,000. And, again, they receive PERS. They don't pay Social Security. So it's not quite as bad as what everybody makes it sound to be. But they are very important. I agree 100% with that.
And by the way, we need to pay them more. I'm sorry, but we do. Let's go to James. James, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. I'm going to give you the last word today. What's up, man?
Yes, I wanted to go ahead and say that I've got a couple of friends that are teachers back in Texas. And one of the common things that they always say is that they usually find that kids from Las Vegas are usually about a year and a half behind in school.
Well, when you're, you know, when you're 50th out of 50, you know, I mean, is that a surprise to you?
No, it's not. And I'm surprised that people even still move to Las Vegas with their kids. I mean, it seems like the governor would basically say, look, our schools are full. Please don't bring your kids here or when you transfer or come to, you know, Las Vegas or so. I mean, because, I mean, the school system is not, you know, ready to basically, you know, educate anybody else. There's too many kids that they don't have the capacity to teach anymore.
By the way, as soon as I'm off the air, I'm calling the Chamber of Commerce and see if it's in their latest brochure. If you got kids, don't move here. Our schools suck. Oh, and by the way, we're only 700 teachers short, and we're a couple of weeks into the school year. Yeah, that's going to do it for today. We'll tee it up again tomorrow. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, Live and Local Now. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.